I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hegemony is the predominance of one state over others, in this case Sunni versus Shia. The battle for regional superiority is raging between Saudi Arabia and Iran right now, and Lebanon might get dragged into the middle of it. Nuna founded Triumphant Mercy in Lebanon a decade ago. The team that she works with is meeting the needs of Iraqis, Syrians, and Afghans who've sought refuge in Lebanon. And right now, she says,
you can just feel the tension. Even this week, I was sitting with some of them, and they were just expressing how they have fled their country because of all the what's happening, and now they're feeling they don't know where to go again.
She's asking you and me to pray wisdom for the team. Plus, God has been using Lebanon as a beacon of light and hope in the region. Whole cultures are being transformed in Christ. And societal changes are to be expected over the years. Crossroad Prison Ministries is seeing some of those changes in prison communities. Crossroad's Dara Nykamp explains.
Men and women in prison, the education level had dropped compared to where people were, you know, even 10, 15 years ago. And the other thing they realized within those conversations is that people were coming into prison and into our program with less Bible knowledge. You know, 10, 15 years ago, grandma used to take grandkids with her to church. You know, even if mom and dad weren't going, the grandkids still had some basic Bible education. And that's not the case anymore.
Because of this, Crossroads added a new course to their Bible study for prisoners. This new course helps mentors and students get to know each other, and it explains who God is. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.